The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
In each of those discussions, has been open dialogue. It's been thoughtful. I think we've addressed difficult issues that face our league going forward and looking forward. And I think both the players and management and everyone in the negotiation have worked to try to find creative solutions to make the NFL better.
Ah, that was Roger Goodell, the commish, back during the Super Bowl and kumbaya. And everything's good.
Right.
Well, yeah, everything's great for the owners. But, man, I don't know whether to condemn or applaud the owners for just their sheer brazen attitude here when it comes to
it's ballsy.
This 17th game. So they quickly approved the collective bargaining agreement that they came up with, that they proposed. They approved it. But the players right away are like, whoa, wait a minute. And the big bone of contention here is that they're talking about a 17th game, but the most a player can make if they are under a 16-game contract, the most they can make for playing that extra game is $250,000, which to you and me is a exorbitant amount of money. But if you're a player who, for example, is making in the neighborhood of $1.8 million per game through the first 16,
yeah,
you're going to be asked to go play that extra 17th game for $250,000.
Right. Oh, by the way, you already take a significant, most players take a significant pay cut to play in the playoffs. But I'm sure the owners are giving the networks a huge discount on that 17th game.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Right.
We're not charging them nearly as much.
Of course not.
Of the $1 billion we're charging the network, only $250 million come in that 17th game, or whatever. Did I even do the math right? Math is hard. Just
probably not. Next on the Morning Brew.
Really gritty, tough win, ugly win. But, you know, in February, you take them where you can get them. And sometimes you have to try to win games ugly when you don't play your best. You know, USC, I thought, was terrific tonight.
Tad Boyle's Buffs march on. Hard fought, 70-66 win last night over USC at the Coors Events Center. And we'll get to the story about the CU football coaching search, but with all of the turmoil surrounding the football team, it really shines a very positive light on Tad Boyle, who has been there for years, has run a clean program, a very well-run program. But it's time for this program under Tad Boyle to go out and actually do something in the tournament. And watching this team play, man, Mark, this is a team that is constructed to be able to do some damage in the NCAA tournament. They got a terrific point guard. They have good outside shooting. They have good size. They have depth. They have good coaching. To me, they're no longer, you know, the little basketball program that could. It's time for them to deliver, for Tad Boyle to deliver in March Madness. To me, this should be at least a Sweet 16 team.
Which would be awesome, wouldn't it? I mean, isn't that what, I mean, if you get a Sweet 16, that would be great. You've been up there. You've watched them play.
Oh, they're a terrific team.
Right.
I really want to say they're an Elite Eight type team. That's, you got to get kind of lucky, you know, once you start to talk about that kind of territory. But they are, for sure, they should be a Sweet 16 team.
That'd be awesome. If they made it to Sweet 16, that would be awesome.
Next on the Morning Brew.
We're excited about the upward trajectory of our program, and we're already at work identifying the next head coach to lead our program and our young men. I met with our players and coaching staff this morning. We reassured them that we will match their commitment and do everything in our power to hire a great new head coach that they can all rally behind.
That is CU Athletic Director Rick George. Does anybody want the football job? Our insider Mike Kliss reporting that Eric Bieniemy, who appeared to be CU's top choice, that's what we were hearing as well, Bieniemy turned down the job. Steve Sarkisian, who appeared to be the second top choice. He got paid to stay at Alabama as their offensive coordinator. So they also floated out Brett Bielema.
Brett Bielema.
Earlier this week, but that didn't seem to create enough buzz. So, you know, they still, I think they're still hoping that maybe Troy Calhoun wants to take the job. But I wonder how much of that is Calhoun just using CU to gain more leverage with Air Force.
There was a report last night. I don't know if you saw this. I saw it on Twitter. That they're thinking about Coach Dolan.
Coach Dolan?
Yeah. Coach Dolan.
Coach Dolan?
Yes.
I
don't know where Coach Dolan has been ever since, you know, Red Dawn.
Red Dawn, the remake.
Yeah, the remake. So I don't know what he's doing right now.
30 seconds left.
But you can tell just by this clip. Picture him up at Folsom Field. Goodness.
You gotta stop with the Cowboys.
Coach Dolan. I mean, there's no question he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Listen to his lead, his team right here.
You gotta stop the clock.
Yeah.
Field goal, Archer.
Come on, let me go for it.
You gotta be kidding me. Field goal. Come on.
Kidner, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Because the podcast
was holding guys accountable.
You hear that?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what a podcast is, which makes you able to relate to today's players.
That's right. And I can text with emojis. I've even got the one emoji where you put both your hands up like, I don't know. Like, I've got that emoji. So,
speaking of staying current, you see that Philip Lindsay was at the CU game. It looks like he brought his grandfather. Oh, that's Vic Fangio. Sorry.
Did they go together?
They're sitting next to each other. I don't know.
Did they ride the, what's the thing called?
RTD?
Is it RTD?
Yeah.
Rapid Transit?
Or light rail. Yeah, light rail. Light rail. I don't know.
In San Francisco.
LA was at the game too.
They call it, they call it the FART in San Francisco, right? Frisco Area Rapid Transit? The FART?
The FART.
What is it here in Denver? The DART?
Area Rapid Transit.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You got a problem, man.
I got a lot of problems, so what?
You can't hold your mud. You're a bleeder, and I like to see blood.
Yeah, how about your own?
60 seconds on the mat, and you're dog meat.
Woo! Oh!
Woo! You're a bleeder!
I'm going to watch that movie this weekend. In honor of the Colorado High School Wrestling Championships, which kicked off at Pepsi Center.
Mm-hmm.
We give you a little bit of Vision Quest. To me, the best wrestling movie ever made.
I don't know of any other wrestling movie ever made.
Probably not.
Oh, yeah, Nacho Libre, right?
Well, I mean,
Vision Quest was awesome. It was shot in Spokane. I have hung out at most of the places that where Shoots walking up the steps with the log. That was shot at Joe Albee Stadium. Where Madonna was singing The Onion. I've had plenty of beverages at The Onion. I mean, I've been all over that city. They miscast that, though. I should have been Matthew Modine?
Yeah.
Yeah. That should have been me.
That should have been you. So, Chassa sent out a tweet yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Announcing and alerting people to the fact that the high school wrestling championships are going on, which yeah. I think is an amazing event.
Oh, it's incredible.
And I retweeted saying that Alaska State champion wrestler Mark Schlereth should be invited as some sort of like grand marshal or honorary referee or something like that.
Grand poobah of all things wrestling.
Did you have like a signature wrestling move that you used on your opponent?
Oh yes,
really? Did it have like a name or something like that? What was your go to move?
I did this over under lateral drop. We should do a video of it.
Yeah, let's see.
I don't want to. Well, I would hurt Scott's hip maybe, and
Ben, you might just crack in half.
Ben, I land on
Millennial Ben. A lot tougher than I thought.
We might have to have him surgically removed from my gut. Like, he would be like, what was the movie Total Recall with the little guy that was inside the other dude's shirt? Like, could Ben do the show? Like, if he was permanently attached to my...
You're like rib cage or something?
Yeah, he just... what was that guy? What was the little dude's name in that? Do you remember?
I do remember.
You remember?
He was all...
He was all like... juicy.
Consider that a divorce.
What was that little guy's name? It wasn't like, it was like a Yoda little character.
Yeah, I know,
on
I know
the
exactly
chest.
Who you're talking about.
Yeah, I gotta figure out that guy's name.
Our texters will.
Hey, the Schwartz.
No, it wasn't him.
No, it wasn't him.
Ramoslav.com text line 303-713-1043. That'll do it for the Morning Brew.